Underlying the reaction to juvenile crime in the United States are three beliefs. One, that at this moment, juvenile crime is exceptionally high. And this is believed regardless of the facts, regardless of the statistics. Now, sometimes this belief is actually supported by the facts. For example, juvenile crime was very high in the 1990s. But the belief stays the same, regardless of the facts. Second is the belief that crime is high because of the way we as a society are addressing the problem. And finally is the belief that changes in these policies will reduce juvenile crime. The authors argue that these three beliefs drive us from one policy to the next in a repetitive cycle.